There's too many people on the earth. There's too many of us. Really? Who believes this? Anyone? Some people believe it. That's fair enough. No one knows why. They just heard it. I went, yeah, I guess they must be. Whenever I meet people who go, yeah, the world's overpopulated, I just go, well, why? Why don't you kill yourself? Do your bit. But then all of a sudden, oh, it's not me. I'm not in the way. It's you know, them. Someone else must be in the fucking way. And then some people go, no, it's not that there's too many people, Steve. It's there's not enough stuff for all the people. This is not enough stuff. You live in a universe. A fucking universe. And there's not enough stuff. Now, we're intelligent life. Somehow, intelligent life is manifested on this planet. Apparently, it's us. Now, if we're connected to the universe, then somehow the universe is smart enough to make intelligent life for some fucked up reason. And if something in the universe is smart enough, intelligent enough to make intelligent life, do you really think it made life and then went, oh, fuck. What's wrong? I didn't make enough stuff. There's not enough stuff. Fuck, delete. Can we get rid of these fuckers? You've got to work out how to use stuff that's not stuff. And then some people go, no, it's just it will control the population, Steve. Work out who and who can breed and who can't. Well, we've tried that before. I know it seems like a logical idea, and I know we've all seen people in the street with kids and thought to ourselves, you should have got a goldfish, mate. You should have got a goldfish. House plant. You haven't even managed to look after your teeth. I don't have the kids. It's all right. It's me dad. Because it is a fucking crazy world, too many people, you know. Who knows? I don't fucking know anymore. All I know is we've got all this technology that's apparently going to save us from something. We're all wandering around with computers in our hands, talking to people on the other side of the world. There's satellites running all around the fucking planet. There's people creating AI and all this kind of shit and transhumanism. And there's still people that don't have anything to eat. It's kind of out of whack a bit, isn't it? I sometimes think, you know, no more apps till every cunt's got a sandwich and a juice box. We should sort that out first. I've invented a new app. Does it make sandwiches? Nah, start butter and bread, cunt, because we've got some shit to do. We've got some shit to work out. Because it's weird to be a human. You all know it. And if you don't know it, then maybe you're a bit fucking dumb. It's weird. Because we've got these big brains, so we can dream things up. We can dream, we can imagine, we can create things. Perhaps one day even transcend our own mind and understand what God really is. But they stick us on the earth, we're smart as fuck, but you stick us in the woods with no pants on, and we're fucked. Animals, they're fine. But you go out and hang out with the animals, you're fucked. Sit there with your satellite, oh, I've got no pants. Well, you're fucked, mate. The earth suits animals. They just get in with it, don't they? You ever seen penguins in a blizzard? Not a fucking hat, glove between the lot of them. Still sitting there going, I'll meditate through this shit. You go out, stand next to him, lose a sock, fucked. He brought me satellite but forgot me sock. Well, you're dead, mate. You're fucked. I get envious. I look at animals sometimes and just go, just lucky little cunt. Look at him. I said, well, what do you do, old mate? Oh, you know, sit in a tree. We got to get up, go to work, pay tax, vote, deal with America. You know, just do yoga, not eat bread. It's like, oh, fuck. You know. What do? Oh, you know, eat a worm, sit in a tree. It's a bit shit when it rains, but, you know.
A test. This is rock and roll.
Let's
get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
We'll be right back. There you go, that was the Rolling Stones with Bitch. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show. Here we are for another week. It just seems like Groundhog Day all over again. I know we're starting to move around about, but it's still the same. Like, it's, we're going nowhere at the weekends. We're going to grocery shops. We're going to clothes shops. We're going that kind of stuff. But we're not doing anything exciting. There's no music to go to. There's nowhere you can go to. You can't do anything exciting, fun. So, and I know we're all in the same boat. But it just feels like Groundhog Day all over again. Or as a film I watched there recently, Happy Death Day. I only seen the first one, didn't see the second one, so I'm hoping to see the second one. And just like that all over again. But look, it is what it is, and we're making the most of it. And you know what the funny thing is? Everyone's still happy, hence everyone's still laughing and joking and enjoying themselves. It's just me being a grumpy fuck. You listen to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show. Before that, you had Black Sabbath with The Wizard. And then kicking off, Steve Hughes, Waterproof Head, and Not Enough Stuff. I have more from Steve Hughes coming up because I was listening to some of the stuff during the week, and it's absolutely cracking. Now, as you know, I do a show on Saturday Night Live on Faceache. It's 9 to 12. On a Saturday night, and I'm still doing it, nearly 15 weeks in, and still doing it, entertaining the masses. Well, I don't know. Well, Facebook has started to become a pain in the whole, as they mute half your video when you save it, and then you can't play it because, you know, they think you're getting money out of this. I'm doing it for the crack. I'm doing it for enjoyment. I'm doing it because everyone likes it. And that's the only reason. And yet Facebook think I'm trying to make money out of it. The only ones that's making money is the people that put tip jars on it. I don't have a tip jar on it, so surely they should be able to know that. But they won't allow me to play any original stuff. So that is just why, at this stage, I don't mind. I just play it. But what they do, and what they've started doing the other day, was they've cut off locations that can't hear or can't see the particular video. So I'll have to see how that goes. If it's a thing that's going to keep doing that, there's not much point in doing it because then nobody's going to be able to see it. But there's lots and lots of great music on a Saturday night, and it's picked for you. It's called You Say It, I Play It, Jukebox Saturday Night. So tune in on 9 o'clock Saturday night and have a listen. Anyway, here's some 38 Special with Backdoor Stranger. Yeah, there you go. 38 special and Backdoor Stranger. Now, let me see. Oh, yes. The theme song that I use, Ecstasy of Gold, it's used in a clothes ad at the minute. And I can't tell you which clothes ad it is, so that's how bad it is. But it's used in it, and I like it, but I don't like the way they're using it for the clothes ad. So leave the stuff alone and don't be touching it. Now, there is a song. I'll have to dig it up here. I seen it. It's on a PlayStation game, and I've heard it a couple of times, and I just really like it. So I'm going to play that for you later on in the show as well. This one I was asked the other night to play on the Jukebox Saturday night, and I had forgotten all about Susie. And it's Susie Quattro, If You Can't Give Me Love.
Well, I've seen you before on that discotheque floor. You were driving me out of my mind. Oh, but I could have sworn that I saw something more in your eyes. Although you were surrounded by beauty unbounded, your glance is intended for me. I found myself looking to see.
Yeah, Def Leppard and On Through the Night. I'm going to, another, as I said to you, I have more Steve Hughes coming up, because I do like Steve Hughes. And I might even try Dave Hughes as well. He's another Australian guy as well. And I've got now, it was Steve Hughes coming up, and this particular thing is, who's Satan and who is Frank? Isn't that right, Frankie? Who is Frank? And just in the meantime, I've got this one from Pat Benatar, and you are listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show. So I'll just make sure you know that, because it's not just an alien that's in here. Well, it could be an alien. Who knows? Pat Benatar, and All Fired Up, and then some Stevie Hughes.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Damn right.
So I was in the taxi, going to the gig, and I saw a sign at the front of a church in Brisbane. Just said, "Who's Satan?" Oh, I just thought, if you don't fucking know, he's the other guy. Yeah. Laurel, Hardy, Batman, Robin, God, it's the other fucking guy. If it said, "Who's Frank?" That would be quite the theosophical conundrum right there. Who the fuck is Frank? I read the Bible. Mary, Joseph, Gandalf, R2-D2 and Chuck Norris. Who the fuck is Frank? See, I'm not religious, but I'm not an atheist. Because atheists, they seem to get upset with people who think God is real. They get very upset about it. Whereas I don't give a fuck. I know blokes who think the wrestling's real. So whether or not you think God is real, who gives a fuck? Oh. But I did a gig for the Atheist Society. Me and Ben, who was on first, and they rang us up and they said, "Do you want to do a show for the Atheist Society?" And I thought, yes. I want to meet them. Because, you know, well, they're making groups. What are you making a group for if you're an atheist? That's a good thing about being an atheist. You don't need a fucking group. You just go, "What do you believe in?" Fuck all. Excellent. See you later. No need for a group. You get into a group, things start getting mental. And Ben was on before me and he told them he was an agnostic and they booed him. I know. What are you talking about? You're booing an agnostic. How do you boo? I don't know. It's like, who won the footy? I don't know. Boo! This is the atheist. I don't trust them. I don't know. What do they say when they come? Zoo, science. A unified field of consciousness. Which is more Buddhism cross physics, but either way, God is sexier. Christ, he was sexy, wasn't he? He was ripped. Little fucking cloth.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be...
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show. AC/DC and Bad Boy Boogie. Yes, and just because I played that one, I decided to play this one because I only just looking through YouTube and I came across this. And it is Joan Jetta playing Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. There you go, Joan Jett and the Blackheart and Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. I didn't actually hear that before, but I've seen it there, and I said, yes, we must play it. If you want to get in contact with me, why not hit me up on liamburkshow.com. You get me on Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, Faceache, and you can also get me at guitarstony1969@gmail.com. If you list the 15, 20 songs, some comedy links and some reasons why you want the particular songs or the comedy links. If you have a team, even better, again, great. If you have a band out there that you know that are... Oh, actually, I must ring next week. I'll have to ring Roy Shields to see what the story is about his new album. So we'll have to get in contact with him too. And if, like Roy, you have a band out there that wants to get their music played, why not send it to me? guitarstony1969@gmail.com. Now it's time to take a drive on the Moonlight Drive.
The evening that the beside the ocean on our moonlight drive. Let's swim to the moon. Let's climb to the tide. Surrender to the waiting worlds that laugh against our.
Yeah, there you go, The Doors and Moonlight Drive. Now, I want to play you this song, and the reason I'm only going to play a piece of this song, the reason I want to play a piece of this song is because the song that will be played afterwards is the exact same song, only for me it's a better version. I heard it on, it was on a PlayStation ad for a game, and then I just had to dig into who it was. So anyway, let me just play you this one. This is True Fate from 1987. Or True Fate from 1987 by New Order. Have a listen. Just a little listen anyway, forced. There you go, that was New Order, and don't get me wrong, I do like New Order. They've done some great stuff back in the 80s. It's just this particular track, True Fate, from 1987, which is, what, 33 years old now? I heard this track, and I said, what is that track? I know the track, and I was listening to it, and it came up, it was up on a PlayStation game, and this girl, Lottie Kestner, covered True Fate, but waiting to hear her version of it, and that's why I like it, and I just want to play it to you. It mightn't be everyone's cup of tea, it is some people's, and this is what I get to do when I'm here. I can play this kind of stuff to let you hear it and maybe give you a little bit of a taste of what it is, and if you like it, you can go check it out on you can check it out on Spotify, and you can check it out on YouTube, and she's on Facebook as well. And if you don't like it, well, then you don't like it. And that's just it. And the world would be boring if we all liked the same thing. Anyway, have a listen to Lottie Kestner with True Fate. And I will play this one in its entirety. That was Lottie Kestner, True Fate, New Order. It's a New Order song, True Fate, and it's done. It was done for one of the Halo games or one of them. But Lottie Kestner is Anna Lynn Williams, better known by her stage name Lottie Kestner, is an American singer-songwriter based in Seattle, Washington. She started her musical career as vocalist for the indie rock band Trespassers, Trespassers William, in 1997. She adopted the stage name Lottie Kestner in 2007 for solo recordings. She was also a member of the duo Ormond. So just check it out. It's pretty cool. I like it. Mightn't be everyone's cup of tea, but I like it. And I think because I like it, I get to play it here. Anyway, here is a band which I've heard several times on when I'm listening to Australian radio. And I didn't know. I thought they were Australian because they've been played so much on Australian radio. But also, I can say that the Hooters is a band I thought were Australian, but they're not. They're American. And here's a great song called, it seems we're in the vein of the slow melodic stuff, it's All You Zombies. We're going to have some more Steve Hughes. We'll be right back.
that's even creepier than health and safety regulations. It's a small form of oppression by stealth of the industrialised nations. You understand? It's creepier, weirder, because they're trying to make it an offence to offend people. This is basically intellectual colonialism and psychological fascism for the creation of thought crime. Welcome to the comedy show. Now... fucking is trying to make it an offence to offend people. You could actually be fucking charged by offending someone. An offence to offend, bringing the rule of law into the realm of the subjective. What the fuck is that? Beautiful. Self-policing. But don't say that. Don't say it. Shh, shh, shh. Why, it's against the law. Might offend someone. People say it all the time, what if you don't say that on stage anymore, Steve? What if someone gets offended? Well, that's okay. I only do gigs to adults. And they have free will and, you know, their own intellect and their own fucking moral code. And they can simply stand up and go, I do not like that skinny, hairy, big-nosed fuckwit. And I'm going to go home and get on with my fucking life. And that's all that fucking happens. Really, that's all that fucking happens. It's not like anyone goes, I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord. And I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had cancer. And so this is not fucking happening. What about the children? What about the children? Well, they're not fucking here either. And there was a song for the children as well. Besides the road song, Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones, But Names Will Never Hurt Me, which is a song we all got that may build you some fucking character within your soul so you can deal with what will inevitably happen to you when you go out onto the fucking earth. That's the fucking song. What's wrong with the song? He called me a dickhead, Dad. Fuck him. He's a cunt. That's the point of that fucking song. That's what the song's for. What's wrong with it? You're not a dickhead, do you understand? He's a cunt. Now, maybe you were a dickhead. Were you a dickhead? Because if you were a dickhead, then go and fucking apologise to him. If not, fucking don't worry about him. He's a cunt. You're not a dickhead. You all right? Yeah. Now get up the ladder. Fucking children. The children. They'll be all right. They're not fucking here. And I don't go down the local kindergarten either, handing out business cards, you know. Come and see the convict wizard talk about the apocalypse. I don't fucking do that. For a couple of reasons. One, I haven't got any business cards. And two, I'd never do a gig for children because I'd be petrified because they're fucking honest. And I don't want to stand on stage with the guy, we didn't think you're funny, your nose is big, you smell like poo, shut up! The irony being, I'd probably get offended and have to leave. So Now, rights will be used as a weapon against you. This is not a conspiracy. It's an understanding of the nature of the planet you're on. Any kind of social experiment will be looked upon by the ruling class as how it could be used as a weapon. Whether or not they do it or not is fucking debatable, but they will be looked at. Now, rights will be used as a weapon. How? Giving them to children. There's a fucking weapon. What do you mean? Children have rights? Well, yes and no. They don't fuck. Stop giving them rights about everything. They're children. They don't need to be brought into the adult fucking world so fucking quickly. They're supposed to be poking dog shit with sticks. You understand? Supposed to be pulling the legs off lizards and running around throwing bottles and shit, right? You understand? Not worrying about what kind of fucking rights they have, right? It's supposed to be going, look at that stinks, fuck, that's what they're supposed to be doing. Stop bringing them into our fucking world. And they don't have the same rights as me because they're not fucking, they don't have the same responsibilities. They're allowed to piss in the street, I'm not. You get more rights when you get more responsibilities. They can piss in the street. If you saw some little 5-year-old at a tree with his fucking willy out, oh, isn't he a cute little thing? Yeah, me use me cock out in King Street tonight. No one's going to be fucking, isn't he lovely? Look at him, he's fucking... They're going to ring in the cops. There's some fucking mutant pissing in the street. Now, this is the creepiest shit. They've now given children in Europe the right to override their parents' decision if a doctor prescribes Ritalin or Prozac or Xanax or one of these other fucking soul-destroying drugs that they're now giving children for the crime against humanity that it is, apparently for these diseases that don't exist. Now, if they want to stick a 2-year-old on a, you know, Prozac because it's depressed, because I remember my black depression at 2. And, put the blankets on the window, just fuck. Reading fucking Nietzsche. So they want to give children right that if the parent then says, no, you're not giving my child these pharmaceutical psychotropic drugs, right? The child has the right to override the parent's decision for its own apparent well-being. that the parent doesn't have any fucking claim for the child's fucking well-being because, you know, it has rights to have Xanax at two if it wishes. That's not fucking creepy, is it? Giving children these kind of drugs, are you fucking insane? Well, you know, Steve, you know, they've got diseases. And, you know, they're not interested in school, aren't they? Fuck, amazing. Well, fuck, what'd you teach them about today? Ooh, erosion. All right, what's that? Well, you get some dirt. You get some water. And it goes across the dirt. And some of the dirt washes away. Yeah, fuck, yeah. How come you're not interested? Well, you know, I'm six. And I've just pissed myself. I want to ride my bike. Mate, I'll tell you the truth, that's all you're fucking. Fucking give children these drugs, are you off the fucking tree? If anyone suggests you give your children these drugs, what you do is you say, fuck off, you cunt. Understand? Straight as that. I've been telling the people of Europe this is an ancient Australian proverb. Right? Now, yeah. And what it lacks in sophistication and depth, I think you'll find it makes up for wholeheartedly with a delightful clarity. Don't you think?
You know you, you know me.
There you go, Bad Boys from Whitesnake. You are listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show, coming toward the end of the show. Still a few more to go yet, so don't go anywhere yet. And don't forget, you know how to get in contact with me as well. And if you have any selection of maybe comedy you know as well, I'd like to hear that too. Why not? Why not send me? I've got a track now from Meatloaf, and it's pretty much summing up what's going on at the minute. It's all revved up with no place to go. Isn't it? It's just exactly like that. We all can get dressed up, we can get revved up, we can go nowhere to the stores, to the clothes shops. That's really it. You can't go anywhere. Anything else you can do, like pubs are only starting to open, and even at the minute, there's all hassle going on as well. So look, what can I tell you? It is all times, all revved up and no place to go. Now, coming toward the end of the show, still a couple of tracks. Don't go anywhere yet. Just put the dial down. Just hear me out for another few minutes. Yes, in next week I hope to have Mr. Roy Shields on about with his new album, because I never interviewed Roy, either two albums that he had sent to me in previous times. So let's do it now. Last year he had a new album called Kiss. This year he has another new one coming out. So we're going to have a chat with Roy and we'll check out some of his new stuff. Anyway, here is a song, How Soon Is Now? There's the Smiths and How Soon Is Now. Some songs stand the test of time, and that is one of them, as is my last song of the show this week. And yes, just like that one. It's just fantastic. So many of them that you don't think is going to last, but they do. And the Smiths is definitely one of them. If you really want to listen to that song, put a set of headphones on and listen to the way the music goes from ear to ear. It's just absolutely brilliant. Absolutely, really is brilliant. That's one thing that always made me like that song, was because the sound when you put a set of headphones on you and the way it goes from ear to ear. Just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Smiths, How Soon Is Now? Now. How Soon Is Now? Is now. It's time for me to get out of Dodge and to say goodbye and to say to you, stay safe. See you all Saturday night on Jukebox Saturday Night if you're around. And you say it, I play it, and why not? And check me out on Facebook, liambookshow.com, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, and lots more besides. I'm going to check out this week with Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart from 1995. It was remastered version, not the original. I'm just trying to see here when the original was. And 1995 definitely was only the... Does it say? 39 years later, I still won the greatest song, so that would make it back in 1981. I knew it wasn't 1995. 1981, Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Till next week, folks, stay safe and keep it all easy. And I don't have a clue what I'm saying. And till next week, Liam Bourke signing off the Liam Bourke Show with Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. So good, just can't.